This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 4 months into his presidency, President Trump has visited his family-owned golf clubs 25 times. Quietly, the State Department has lifted restrictions on the number of refugees allowed to enter the U.S. In 2016, six of the 20 biggest occupations, mainly in retail, restaurants, and home care, had median wages around the poverty level for a family of three. 8 of the 10 jobs that are expected to add the most positions in the next decade pay poorly. In 2016, about 17 million washers and dryers were sold in the U.S. The U.S. contributes 22% of the U.N.'s core operating budget of $5.4 billion. That share is set by international agreement and is based on the size of the American economy. Fourth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals has revived a suit by Wikipedia trying to determine the legality of NSA's internet surveillance. The U.S. spends $31 billion a month in Afghanistan. There were almost 330,000 students from China studying in U.S. higher education in 2016, nearly one-third of all international students in the country. Return to the cities is mostly urban legend. Seattle urbanized the most, San Antonio and Austin spread out the most. Parking fees make up about 15% of the revenue for the city of Pittsburgh. Almost 1 in 5 American employees is subject to some kind of non-compete clause. A recent government survey finds that 50.8% of homes and apartments had only cell phone service in the latter half of 2016 for the first time. In 2016, a study of law firm resumes, men who listed hobbies like sailing and listening to classical music, had a callback rate 12 times higher than those who signaled working class origins. Almost 1,000 Palestinian men ended a 40-day hunger strike who were held in Israeli jails. Almost all the men had needed hospital treatment, and the strike ended after some concessions in jail treatment by the Israelis. In Tunisia, thousands of young people are camping and protesting for jobs and more poverty relief, and recently have shut down a pipeline to dramatize their demands. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.